Wilmington City Ballet once again presents the full-length Nutcracker. Approximately 100 dancers perform roles as the Mouse King, the Sugar Plum Fairy, soldiers, rats, Drosselmeyer, and all the rest. But this Nutcracker incorporates Wilmington history as well, without sacrificing any of the classical elements in the original. Alex Hill is the conductor of the 50-piece orchestra accompanying the dance. He calls this Carolina Nutcracker the intersection of history and fantasy. Naturally, his first topic of conversation is the orchestra.
This is about approximately 50 players. They're all local professional musicians, which is necessary because the Nutcracker is, like all of Tchaikovsky's music, is very, very difficult to play. He wrote virtuosically for all instruments. We get so used to hearing the Nutcracker in recording or any other pieces like that, and we forget how difficult they are to play. They really take seasoned professionals to play. We have musicians coming from Fayetteville, from Jacksonville, we have from New Bern, we have some coming from Cary and Raleigh area.
And this is the Carolina Nutcracker. Explain what that means.
A Carolina Nutcracker is a production that was received its Wilmington premiere when the City Ballet opened in 2011. The basic premise is that instead of a fictitious German family like the Stahlbaums, that's what it was in E.T.A. Hoffman's original short story in 1816. So instead of a fictitious family, we decided, well, here we live in this town with this great Victorian tradition, this beautiful home, the Bellamy Mansion. And so we began to research the Bellamy family and discovered that in 1865, they would have just moved back into the mansion after the war. It was really the first time the family would have celebrated Christmas in the Bellamy Mansion. Imagine our delight and surprise to realize that within the family, there would have been a little girl, Ellen Bellamy, who would have been about 13 years old, just right for the Clara character in 1865. And so we build the story around the actual Bellamy family. So the people that you see on stage in Act One at the party scene, they all have names. They're all real people that would have been in Wilmington. I call it the intersection of history and fantasy, where the characters of the Bellamy family and Ellen Bellamy intersect with this strange man named Drosselmeyer. So we pitched the idea that Drosselmeyer was a sailor on a blockade runner who just hung around in Wilmington at the end of the war, knew the Bellamy family, was kind of a strange character, but they liked him because he was no friend of the Yankees. In fact, you hear that story as told by Nan Graham. We're well familiar to WHQR audiences. Nan recites our prologue, the story before the story that makes the Nutcracker make sense, merged together with this idea of Wilmington history and the Bellamy family. So that's why we call it a Carolina Nutcracker. It's based in Wilmington, North Carolina, with real Carolina history, and it makes a really nice way to intersect it with the fantasy story of the Nutcracker.
That was Alex Hill, music director of the City Ballet. He's conducting the 50-piece orchestra and treble choir for the Carolina Nutcracker. There are two opportunities to see this performance: this Saturday, December 3rd at 7 o'clock, and Sunday the 4th at 3 o'clock at CFCC's Wilson Center. Find details and a web extra about old-fashioned bell snickling in the Nutcracker at whqr.org.